This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username tonight is LRN.FM. With you, you've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
Still to come here tonight, we've got the LavaBit update.
LavaBit, yes.
We're going to get into that. It's about Edward Snowden, actually, has been revealed. We'll tell you more about it. TJ has the story. Plus, Venezuela is on the attack against Bitcoin. But our toll-free number here is...
Well, that doesn't surprise me. They're a socialist country. I mean, you Hugo Chavez and... Well, Hugo...
He's dead.
Replaced? I know he's dead.
Yeah.
But who replaced him? His name's on
Nicolas Maduro.
Yes, Maduro.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Yesterday, the Free State Project, for those of you just tuning in, made an announcement on their website about me and Free Talk Live, specifically banning me from their events, the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Liberty Forum. After a number of years of being their top promoter and top recruiter, they've decided to kick me to the curb because I hold opinions that some people feel very, very strongly against.
Well, what example? Like, the only ones that I know that got the feathers ruffled was you said, I don't think people should be convicted in the court of public opinion. They should be convicted at trial after both sides have had a chance to produce evidence. That's one
opinion.
And that got a lot of people angry. They're like, no, you must condemn Kyle Tasker for the things he allegedly said.
He's a state representative who's been accused of soliciting a 14-year-old female on the internet for sex, and then allegedly going to try to meet her, but it was actually an undercover cop at that point for some sort of meetup.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't, you know, I've been accused of defending Kyle Tasker, but that's not exactly what I've been doing. I haven't if Kyle Tasker did the things that they're saying that he did, then I think that he's tacky and inappropriate. Yeah. But I don't think that what he allegedly did, even if it's what they say he did, I don't think that it's a crime to solicit somebody, especially if the young girl in this case decided to unfriend him, which she did, according to the police affidavit. And I don't believe the police affidavit just because they write something down on a piece of paper and send it to me. So, presuming what they wrote was accurate, Kyle Tasker approached this girl, asked her if she wanted to get involved in a threesome with him and another woman, and she turned him down. She unfriended him on Facebook and deleted the conversation. So that was the end of Kyle Tasker's interactions with this teenage girl. It wasn't like he kept pushing it. And in fact, Renee, who's the host of Anarchy After Dark, which will appear on LRN.FM later tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern, she actually read a couple of text messages between her and Kyle Tasker on the air last week. And it was interesting because Kyle had approached her. She's a young lady. She's 18 years old. My ex-girlfriend, and with whom I'm very close and who I love very much. She read these messages. Kyle Tasker asked her, hey, do you have a boyfriend? Obviously expressing an interest in seeing her in some sort of relationship manner. And she expressed to him that, yes, she did at that time have a boyfriend. And he said, okay, that's why I asked, and ended the conversation. And that was it. He did not keep coming back and harassing her or haranguing her over it or anything like that.
You know,
so by all evidence, it seems Kyle Tasker was actually pretty respectful of Renee. So I have no reason to believe he would have been any different towards someone else.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think he's kind of guilty of being a little creepy. I mean, like, when I hear, like, 14, I'm like, I'm thinking, well, 30 years old and a 14-year-old, I don't think it's criminal. I just think it's a little weird. I mean, it would be different if he would have held a knife to her throat or forced her against her will, or if he kept her. He said, if you don't have sex with me, I will tell your parent, or I'll fail you in a class. I mean, he didn't use any method of coercion. He did, of course, attempt to offer her drugs, but you know, that's a separate issue.
Let me play devil's advocate here. I mean, there are other relationships where other people might be like, well, two men together, I feel uncomfortable by that.
Yeah.
You know, so other people may feel uncomfortable about, like, you know.
And people have said that. They've said, look, I don't have a problem with you being gay. What I have a problem with you is holding your hand with another man in public. And I say, well, you know, if I may be a little blunt, you hold your wife's hand in public, right? So if you don't hold your wife's hand in public or your girlfriend's hand, I will play the same way. If you don't kiss your wife or girlfriend in public, I won't kiss my husband or boyfriend in public. We'll play it straight down equally, but a lot of people don't quite grasp that. And I said, well, the problem we have with the law is it's either very, very illegal or it's totally legal. There's no gray zone. It's not like Kyle Tasker could say, you solicited a 14-year-old girl, so you're going to get a week in jail, but if it was a 7-year-old girl, you get 5 years in jail. It's all the same crime.
Yeah, I don't believe that it should be a crime to solicit someone. I mean, I understand that it's an inappropriate thing to do, and I don't support what he allegedly did in that particular case.
Yeah, and neither
do
I.
But I don't believe that it should be a crime for you to say words to someone that isn't an actual threat of I'm going to hurt you or something.
Yeah.
And some people are out there saying, well, he manipulated her. Well, how is it that he manipulated her? She said no and deleted him from Facebook.
Yes.
So it sounded to me like whatever it was he was trying to do,
it was the police, by the way. For the record, the police were the ones who reinitiated the contact.
The police took over her account and then sent him a message. And then we don't know what the police sent to him because the police affidavit only uses excerpts that were allegedly from Kyle Tasker. And, of course, they make him look like, you know, this lecherous scumbag. And maybe he is. I don't know because I don't know what the police had said to him to elicit those text messages.
I mean, in complicating this issue, if it had just been a 30-year-old propositioning a 14-year-old girl who said, no, I'm not interested. He said, okay, fair enough. Well, have a nice one. Complicating that was the fact that he was also caught with a lot of Suboxone, allegedly Suboxone.
Yeah, they went to his house after arresting him for supposedly going to meet with the girl, and then they went and searched his house.
Yeah, and they found pot and mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
And so the thing is, in the average juror's mind, a lot of people are like, oh, pot, it's a harmless plant. But when they start hearing Suboxone, which is an opioid replacement.
He's got a tough case. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
I would not want to be.
But the fact is, at this point, all we have to go on that people are generating their opinions from is a police report. One police affidavit with allegations in it.
Yeah.
The police affidavit is not evidence. It may sound like evidence, but it's not. It's just the report of one police officer who's only reporting one side of the story, and people that want to stay rational and look at things from a detached perspective can do that. Others will jump to conclusions and throw Kyle Tasker under the bus and presume that just because the police said something, it must be true. And I'm sorry, if you've paid any attention to the police, you know that the words coming out of their mouth are suspect.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I was thinking back when I was 14, I mean, I was in ninth grade, and I was on the high school, the wrestling team, and if my wrestling coach would have said, you want to go for a romp in the hay, I would have said, you know, sure, why not? So I'm just thinking, for me, it would have been, I wouldn't have considered myself.
You would have been traumatized by that?
No, of course not. That's just me. Maybe someone else would have been.
Right. And I think that's what, I wonder what, you know, some of the people who are so vehement about this, they'll say things like, well, if you have kids, then your opinions will change about this. And I find myself wondering if they actually had negative sexual experiences when they were young. And that's what it's actually coming out of. Because I did have some sexual experience when I was very young, at about age 11.
With the 16-year-old.
With the 16-year-old who, you know, he's
hold on.
50% older than
me. Let me get my credit card. I'm willing to pay $2.99 a minute to listen to this.
A 16-year-old neighbor who I, was crawling in his window in the middle of the night to go and meet with and do these things with. He wasn't coming to my room. He wasn't, people are saying that he took advantage of me or manipulated me or, damaged me in some sort of way. And I'm sorry, just because that might have been the case with you when you were younger doesn't mean it was the case with me. For me, it was a positive experience where I had fun. The reason why I kept going back was because it was a good time, not because I was being threatened with being stabbed or beaten or something.
Which is a difficult question. How do we determine, when are you old enough to decide for yourself what you want, whether you want to work or not, whether you want to live independently from your parents or not, whether you want to have sex or not? How do we decide that in a libertarian society? Because right now we have the government.
Clearly the libertarians don't agree on it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this huge schism over this issue.
No one would agree. I mean, it's like any issue. Like when the problem is, like, if you set some arbitrary age, it's like that's not going to be applicable in every single case.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's the problem with all the government rules. It's like, well, in this one particular case, like, it breaks down, right? Like, the rule is a terrible rule. because it had unintended consequence. And
right, and someone's life gets ruined over a lot of this stuff as well. I don't think the person with whom I engaged in sexual behavior at age 11, the 16-year-old, I don't think he deserves to be punished for that, but yet some statutes of limitations would still allow him to be. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and this is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
SaveItPurse.com. I had to lower my discount. I was asking for 40%, 50% off. And I wasn't getting any bites. For a little while, there was like a several weeks where I was getting everything at 50% off at Save It Purse. Now I had to lower it to like 30% off, 20%. Boy, these times are tough. I'm only saving 20% to 30% on my purchases.
Isn't the market amazing how it was 50% and then the people move in and say, well, I'll give you 40, then 30, and then 20. And so it's just amazing. I love it when, you know, the days, like, for example, trying to buy bitcoins or something. It used to be really difficult, and you had to pay a huge premium. But like on local bitcoins, the premiums are coming down now.
It's got a lot easier. Anyway. But this is about SaveItPurse.com.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, go right ahead.
Local Bitcoin's a great site, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought there. That might be bad.
SaveItPurse is a way for you to get stuff on Amazon that you normally would be getting anyway at regular Amazon prices, but instead paying 20% or 30% less than regular Amazon prices because you're paying with Bitcoin. And all you have to do to make that possible is go to SaveItPurse.com and get started there. That's SaveATPurse. SaveItPurse.com. As we go to David, he's on the line in Keene via Skype. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just have a couple of questions for Ian.
Sure.
One, do you actively pursue just recently pubescent girls? I mean, is this your niche or no? Can you say yes or no to that, or?
No, I do not.
Nope. And I can verify it. None of the girls he's ever slept with were prepubescent.
Okay, can I ask one other question?
Sure.
Where would you make an emphatic, an age? Is there an age that you would say, that is wrong? No.
Yeah, I don't believe, I already said, I don't believe that people should have sex with children. I don't think that's okay. But I'm not going to just say there's some age where all of a sudden magically sex becomes okay, because some people may be older than that age and sex may not be okay for them. So, no, I don't choose.
Actually, there are people, I can give you a concrete example, people who are mentally retarded, it doesn't matter if they're 30 or 40 years old, they cannot consent to sexual relations because they are not competent in the mental capacity of the law. So
I think that's sad. I think that they should be able to consent to sex.
Well, the law says if someone's profoundly mentally retarded, they cannot consent to sex because they don't have the capacity to understand what's
consenting. So they're prohibited from having sex for their entire lives?
Yes.
I mean, that's insane. I think that's just crazy.
Can I ask one other?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask one other quick thing?
Yep.
What about intervention? If you know someone, I mean, you pretty much know, I mean, you're not in the bedroom, but you know, you can be pretty sure that someone's being sexually abused, an older person doing it with a younger kid or whatever, in your neighborhood, across the street from you, and you're aware of it. Would you intervene in some way, shape, or form, or have someone else intervene?
I don't want to think that I would, simply because I like the idea of live and let live, that it's none of my business. But if I knew someone were being harmed and it was not something they wanted, then I would maybe perhaps get involved. If it was something I was certain about and it was someone who I cared about and was aware of, then I perhaps might get involved if indeed it was something I knew they did not want. But as we discussed recently in this video that I was talking about that I posted on the Free Keen blog, it's on the blog post that is entitled "I'm No Longer a Free Stater, But You Should Go to Porkfest," and definitely move to New Hampshire if you love liberty. Kind of a long title, but it's the one that I made last night, where we get into detail about this and we talk about the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate hearing from you. The Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the topic we've discussed on this program in the past, and they have very different beliefs than a lot of people do about what is okay for relationships. There are men in their 50s and 60s in that cult, as I understand it, who are taking on wives of very, very young ages. We're talking about 12 or younger.
Are you talking about Pastor Jeffs, Warren Jeffs?
Warren Jeffs is one of the people who's been brought up on criminal charges from that group, but it's a much bigger group than that. I mean, we're talking about maybe thousands, if not hundreds, of people. And so within the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they are basically just assigning young girls to older men, as wives. Of course, they're polygamous, so they have multiple wives. And I don't know what the youngest age range is, but I've heard it's possibly even younger than 12. I've definitely heard 12 years old, and mm-hmm. I've heard perhaps even younger. So you're talking about, you know, people who aren't even teenagers in that particular case. And I think that that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. There was a story about years ago we talked about on this show about how they raided a compound in Texas. The Texas government raided them and stole all of their kids from them. Like hundreds of children, if I'm recalling correctly, mm-hmm. were stolen from these people. And I don't think that's okay. I understand that what they're doing, most people would find abhorrent. And I don't agree with what they're doing. But it's not my culture, it's not my life, it's not my place to involve myself in that. Because, so you know, David's asking, well, what if you knew this was going on? Well, we know that's going on. We know that's happening right now in the FLDS cult. And some people want to get involved, and I think that the right way to get involved in that is to give those kids a way out. If they want to get out, they should have a way to get out. Now, they're sort of isolated. They're in Arizona and Utah, and their compounds are generally away from other people, so it may be physically difficult to actually leave from one of these places. But there are sort of underground networks of former people who have been in the cult, usually males, because they're excluded from the cult.
I mean, you have to be really careful. I mean, I watched a thing today on John Stossel on free-range kids. And you have to be really careful when you start, applying your values to children. Like imagine, like, some people may say, like, well, if the parents smoke pot, the children should be taken. If the parents, let's say,
have
a crazy religion.
Or if they have, say, a threesome every now and again, or they wife swap.
Or if they don't vaccinate their children, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one. Like at what point do you make the call, like, we're going to intervene and step in and take people's children? And I think... It's really
scary. I don't feel comfortable making that call.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The problem is, it's like a slippery slope thing. It's like, at some point, they might say, well, if you give your kid Coke, or, you know, whatever you want to do for your children.
Coke as in Coke and Pepsi, not Coke as in cocaine.
Okay, that's what I meant.
I was curious as to which Coke.
Well, either one.
I just wanted to clarify that for our listeners.
I don't think cocaine to children's a good idea for the record.
No, I don't either. But it's also something that is none of my business if someone else is doing that. It's not my family.
I don't know if I would arrest someone for it, and I guess that's the difference.
No,
maybe.
And the reason why you shouldn't is because as a libertarian, you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free.
Like, to me, the correct response is like, look, you know, this is a terrible thing you're doing to your children. Here's why it's bad.
And we will shun you, so we are not going to talk to you. Or, I mean, that is a good question. And when does it become okay for the state to intervene in your private affairs because they think what you're doing is abhorrent?
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. I think if you're going to rescue a kid from a situation that you think is wrong, then you should better be prepared for that kid to say, I did not want to go with you, and you kidnapped me, and now you're responsible for kidnapping
that person.
That's a good point. 855-450-FREE. If you are rescuing a kid from a situation that they did not want to be in, then I think that's a good thing. But I think it should be up to them. 855-450-3733. And apparently, that's why I'm a monster.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Keenvention is coming up later this year. Some people are upset about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Free State Project banning me from their events, banning me from Porkfest, banning me from the Liberty Forum.
They're banning your whole network. I thought maybe
no,
I could...
No, they're not. That wasn't clear in the press release that they made if they were banning the whole network. What they are doing is they're banning me, and basically Free Talk Live is my show, so Free Talk Live is not going to be attending. But the entire network has not been banned, so some of the shows on LRN.FM are right now debating whether or not they want to even go to the event. And if they are going to go to the event, it sounds like a couple of them will still go to the event. And so they are working on negotiating a new deal with the Free State Project, which from what I understand, there will be a prohibition on hanging any LRN banners in the media room.
Okay.
So there may still be some LRN.FM programming available at this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival that is being worked out behind the scenes right now, which I'm sure will upset some of the people who petitioned against me, and they will likely cause a ruffle.
Now, that. I've never actually been. I mean, I've wanted to go to Porcupine Festival, but I've always been busy every June. So can you tell me what is it like? Because I've actually said, well, obviously, I might not be going this year now that the Liberty Radio Network's been kicked out, because it's like, well, that's kind of the whole purpose of me going was to report on the things that go on there. But it's like, well,
It's kind of like a, I don't know, I describe it as like a, a festival in the woods. It's kind of like...
So like Woodstock, but with, you know, drugs.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting way of...
Unlicensed haircuts. I remember that was a thing. It's like people were getting haircuts, and the people who were getting the doing the haircutting, they didn't have licenses, and people were dying. There was blood running in the streets. People were getting stabbed by scissors because they weren't trained properly how to cut hair.
I think those people without getting the permits are ruining the liberty movement. You know, I mean, that's causing, like, state agents to go up there and...
Oh, yeah.
What will the neighbors think?
Yeah. I know there was this one douchebag. He was getting in the face of a couple of New Hampshire sales tax collectors. They were getting up there going, say, hey, do you have your sales tax certificate? And this one douchebag was putting a camera in their face going, let's be honest, you're going to have a men with guns come and throw these people in a cage if they don't pay you your ransom. And they were all getting all irked at this one guy. I don't know who that guy might have been. Ian, do you know who that guy was?
That was me.
Oh, darn it.
That's the most recent protest.
It's also been described, I guess, as kind of like a Burning Man.
A libertarian Burning Man.
Yeah, without all the dust and the free
and
giveaways.
Without the commies,
and
without the commies, yeah. So, yeah, I don't think that Porkfest is a bad event. I don't think it'll be a bad event this year without Free Talk Live. I understand that there are some people who feel very strongly about this, and they've decided they want a refund. I know Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org has asked for a refund, and there have been a number of others, people like Virgil Vaduva from Cell411 and Ademo Freeman, also from CopBlock.org. So a lot of people are saying that they are fed up with this decision, that they would not want to attend the event because of what the Free State Project has decided here, and I respect that. I understand that, but for anybody who's never been before, for somebody who's on the fence or somebody who thinks they want to go, I would say go. Look, I got no hard feelings towards the people involved. I understand that they're doing what they feel is right for their organization. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with their decision, but, you know, that's the decision that they made, and it is what it is.
Yeah. And they are a private organization, so yeah. They can, if they wanted to have it family-friendly, where no drugs, no nudity, and basically no fun stuff at all...
That's kind of what I was hearing is like maybe like car searches, like you have to sign a thing, like no drugs, no recording.
Take a drug test.
Obviously, I'm just kidding.
They're probably not going to go that far, but they did search some people's cars previous years because they heard rumor that Chris Cantwell was going to be snuck into the event. And so they actually did demand to search some people's cars as they were.
Yeah, and they were all wearing the Chris Cantwell masks. And they were all wearing those Chris Cantwell.
That did happen once, yeah. So anyway, so that's what happened yesterday, and so I have resigned from the Free State Project. It's a shame because it was a darn good run, but you know, ultimately people have been asking me, "Are you okay?" And it's like, yeah, no, I'm totally fine. It's just another day. I'm working now on promoting, you know, the Shire Society and Keenvention. There are alternatives to the Free State Project. Back in 2010, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we had the signing of the Shire Society Declaration. This was essentially the creation of a new society of individual-minded, liberty-oriented people, people who were declaring their independence from the state, from the idea of the state, and joining into a society of those people. That's what the Shire Society is. You can go to ShireSociety.com, and you can read the Shire Society Declaration there, which kind of outlines the beliefs of those people who have signed it, signed the declaration, and plan to move to New Hampshire. And there's some important key differences here between the Shire Society and the Free State Project. One is there is no Shire Society Board of Directors. There's no organization whatsoever to the Shire Society. There are the people who've signed the Shire Society Declaration, and that's it. And we don't even know who all of those people are. There are two ways, basically, to sign the Shire Society Declaration. One, you go to ShireSociety.com. You can read the declaration there, and you can put your signature on via, like, a comment on WordPress. So that would be a public way to sign the Shire Society Declaration. There's a private way, an anonymous way to do it. You download a copy of the PDF version of the Shire Society Declaration, print it out, and sign it. And then no one knows that you've done that. So there's basically no membership roles, there's no way to be excised from the Shire Society, and there's no board of directors to do the excising in the first place.
Okay, Ian, what about I just look at the document and say, yeah, I agree with all the principles there, and I'm like, okay, I'll sign it mentally.
Sure.
And that way there's no physical piece of paper that could incriminate me.
Absolutely.
When the feds bust down the door.
Download it to your desktop and then like PDF sign it, like if you really wanted to be high tech.
Yeah, if you wanted to sign it in your mind, that's fine with me too, because again, there's no way to track who is signing these things.
You know, and this is not necessarily a bad thing. I think that like when groups get too large, it can cause problems. So it's like it's not necessarily a bad thing that they're splintering. It's like it allows each group to focus on what's important to them.
Well, absolutely. You see this in any large organization, be it a corporate organization or the Boy Scouts of America, or the you always have infighting, people trying to vie for control. And if you don't agree with the people who are in control of your organization, if you don't agree with what they're doing, then go off and form your own organization. Right. That's what a lot of us in Keene have done. Saying, well, we don't like what they're doing or the fact they're not, we don't think they're doing anything at all. We're just going to do our thing. And that's one thing Ian's always been very supportive. He'll be like, well, it's not how I would do it, but if you think it'll work, go ahead and try it.
I remember growing up and, you know, my parents took me to the Methodist church, and I remember there'd be controversies about, you know, this preacher did X, Y, Z. And like, so the way the Methodist church works is like they send you, they basically like rotate the preachers. So, you know, like, it was like real controversial. Like, we got one of the guys that no one liked, and like, it was just all kinds of infighting. Like, I remember just growing up to this stuff. So
it's frustrating.
It's not anything new. It's like all organizations.
No. And this isn't anything new either. I mean, this is just the latest schism within the Free State Project, and I just happened to be the schism this time. Like, I was the one that was cut out, and it was over the over a new issue, which actually really wasn't a new issue because I've had my views on age of consent for a long time, which is an interesting point that some people have made on this, is that, you know, how come, knowing Ian's views on age of consent, why is it now that all of a sudden they are a problem? Why is it that now all of a sudden it's worth kicking me out of? I think it's because I've run out of my usefulness, right? They've got to their 20,000 signers, and they
which kind of gets me like, why? What are they still doing now that we have? Well, they're trying.
Well,
to
now they've changed
to
20,000 movers, which ensures the organization will continue on for quite a while.
And once we get 20, because yeah, I said like it's not just enough to move up here. You need to actually move up here and do
something,
however minor that might be. So if you're a liberty-minded person, you know, sure, it's one thing to talk about liberty, but you don't have to be confrontational. I mean, some of the kinds of activism I do are very quiet. So I stamp the back of green Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, we're doing that today.
Doing that today. It says, end the drug war, vote not guilty as a juror, fullyinformedjuryassociation.org. And I stamp the back of several hundred bills each day from the bank, and then when we put them into the supply, the hope is someone will look at the back of a bill and go, huh, jury nullification, what is that? And they'll go to FIJs.
Well, some people might look at it and get mad, so you should quit doing that.
Well, if they get mad, they won't know who I am, because it'll be on the back of a bill, by which time I'm long gone.
That's true. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So whether you want to talk about schisms or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're inviting you right here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. And this whole controversy with the Free State Project kicking me out of their events, the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Liberty Forum, prohibiting me from going there. The term they used in their press release was disinvited. But I sent a text message to the president of the Free State Project to clarify what that meant, because it was the same term they used with Chris Cantwell. When they ejected Chris Cantwell from their events, they disinvited him from them. And, you could read that as, oh, well, we're just not inviting you. That could mean that you could attend. We just aren't extending an invitation to you. That's one way you could interpret disinvited, but apparently what it actually means is prohibited. So some people have been confused about what disinviting means, and to the Free State Project, that word means you are not allowed to come to these events. You are prohibited from being there.
So. You know, I'm just looking at the Free State Project's thing that they actually posted about this, and I always love these press releases at just how politically correct they are. So you have to have your first paragraph saying what the Free State Project is.
Sure.
The second paragraph is what Free Talk Live is. The third is how you both love each other. And then the fourth paragraph is generally, but as you might, it's like, listen to this one. As one might expect of any group of 20,000 or more people, from time to time, participants have engaged in controversial behavior or espoused controversial opinions. When a media personality does this and da-da-da-da. And so I'm just...
I've done many times over the last decade.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and that's why with a sad and heavy heart, we regret to say that Ian Freeman has decided to go a separate way from our organization.
Now, you're making that part up. You're not reading.
Well, no, I'm kind of just like, basically, that's like the timbre, the feel of any of these press releases. They could just come up and say, we don't want Ian Freeman in our events anymore, but that would be too crass and terse. So they have this.
Well, I think
Ian Freeman has done a lot to get the Free
State. That's a nice way to do things. I mean, you don't a crass and terse is the way Chris Cantwell does things.
Yeah.
The professional Free State Project is going to be a little more professional in how they handle things. You know, if you want to give somebody critique, you usually want to butter them up a little bit with saying something nice first, right?
Yeah.
I would say it's a nice way for them to say this relationship.
Yeah,
is
I
over.
Mean, it's kind of like what I read like from the NSA. Press office. They'll always have this beautiful flowing when someone gets the family flu. And so for those of you who aren't government workers, the family flu is when on a Friday, a high-level bureaucrat says, I am not going to resign because of this latest controversy. I love this agency, and I've worked here 40 years, and I'm not quitting. come Monday morning, they say, you know, I've given this a lot of thought, and I decide I want to spend more time with my family. And you know they're not telling the truth, because any bureaucrat works for the federal government, the last thing they want to do is spend time with their family. That's why they got government jobs. And, you know, so I was like, when George Tenet, that was my favorite example. I am not resigning because of the war in Iraq, intelligence failures. And then it was literally like less than a week later, he decided to spend more time with his family. And so the family flu makes its go around Washington about once a year, where every bureaucrat who's a high-level official decides that they want to spend more time with their family.
When they're in some hot water.
Yeah, when they're in hot water due to some crisis, you know, some political crisis.
The corporate world has their own language for that, too. They say, like, let's say we're going to fire you. They say, oh.
Pursuing other career opportunities.
Yeah, TJ is now pursuing
other career opportunities.
They always say that. We wish him well in his future endeavors.
And thank him for his many years of service. That's why we're kicking him out.
Yeah. Well, so there are some people who are upset about this, and they've decided to boycott the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Others are talking about creating a competing event that might end up calling Band Camp, which is kind of cute, B-A-N-N-E-D, Band Camp. So who knows what's going to come out of this. And this is something that always happens with schisms and has for years in the Free State Project. You know, whenever there's an organization that gets too large, there was a long time ago, there was a group called the NH Free Forum, and that splintered into the Free Keen Forums and the NH Free Forum, and the Free Keen Forum became the Shire Society Forum. So these things have happened a number of times, and there's always new growth that comes out of them. So if the Free State Project goes in sort of a more family-friendly, prudish direction, whatever you want to call it, square direction, as there have been a group of people who've wanted them to for a number of years, then that's great. It's just going to make room for the more kind of libertine side of the movement to come out. So if they end up if somebody does end up creating a separate competing event to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I suspect that'll end up attracting more of the outside of the system folks, the alt expos, the libertine types.
Forget all that camping nonsense. Let's have a rave party.
Yeah. Well, there is actually going to be Halloween coming up in toward the end of the year. So it's interesting that now the Free State Project is cutting me out right after the same year that the Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party is ended. So there's no more Big Gay Dance Party, from what I understand, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And last year at Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, Derek Jay and I got up on the stage and announced that Halloween would sort of be taking the torch, so to speak, from the Big Gay Dance Party. And given that Flaming Freedom is a great liberty-oriented LGBTQ radio show, they are the ones who have been handling the running of Halloween. And this year, Anne Leverett has agreed to be the headmistress of the Halloween Dance Party, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. So we do have sort of the son of, if you will, the Big Gay Dance Party happening right here in Keene this fall on November 5th. It's going to be Halloween on the 5th of November. Remember, the 5th of November. So I think it's
the gunpowder treason plot. I see of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgotten.
Exactly. Yes. So it's going to be, I think, extra fun. We already had two V costumes last year, so this year should be interesting. So that's going to be happening during Keenvention, which is in its fourth year this year. And Keenvention is kind of an example, not really that it came out of a schism, but it's the idea of something arising from ashes. So one year, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum didn't happen. So this year's Liberty Forum was the ninth Liberty Forum, but it should have been the 10th, because in 2011, there was no Liberty Forum. And the reason why there wasn't was because they brought on this guy to organize it as a new organizer, and he apparently totally dropped the ball and, like, didn't negotiate with a hotel within enough time to actually lock down the dates and all that. And so basically they had to scuttle the Liberty Forum for that year. And it was at that time that I realized, you know, we didn't know if it was going to come back, right? There was no Liberty Forum. And so I said, well, gosh, if there's not going to be a Liberty Forum, then somebody's got to make a new convention-style event, because, I mean, Porkfest is great, but it's important to have that hotel convention, because not everyone wants to go out
in the middle of a field and camping in the unclimate-controlled environment.
I mean, there is a motel at Porkfest, but it's still a hot camping festival. Yeah. You can't stay in your hotel the whole time.
Liberty Forum is kind of like for the business suits, people who wear a suit and tie and are very serious.
But not really. I mean, those people can attend, but you can still wear a shirt and shorts at Liberty Forum.
Well, I got to admit, like, the plumbing issues at Porkfest were kind of a turn-off to me. They had
the campground has had flooding sewage issues for a couple years in a row. It's tough.
Like, I don't know if they resolved that or not, but...
I know they've been working on it, but Keenvention is a good alternative. So if you're not going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and you're upset because you wanted to see all your friends or you wanted to meet people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, then please come to Keenvention. Go to keenvention.info. It's happening November 4th through the 6th. Tickets are available right now, and the ticket prices are back to where they were in 2013 when we started Keenvention, because we're moving to a new, more affordable venue. It's going to be right in the heart of downtown Keene, so a new location completely, which is I'm very excited about. It's still going to be the same great Keenvention with activists talking about activism. So instead of like big name speakers like the, you know, the Jeffrey Tuckers, not like I have anything against Jeffrey Tucker, he's a fine gentleman, but the big name speakers from National, they're not coming to Keenvention. We don't invite those people to Keenvention. We invite only New Hampshire based activists for the most part. I made one exception last year for Gavin Andreessen, the creator of one of the creators of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But and he only lives, you know, a half hour south of here, an hour south of here. So he's in the region. But Keenvention focuses on New Hampshire liberty activists and the activism that they're doing. And you can see what past Keenventions have been like. James, you did a great keynote speech a couple of years ago. Just go to keenvention.info. You can see that. Mm-hmm. You can watch the entire curriculum, every panel discussion, every keynote speech that has ever happened on stage at Keenvention. You can watch it for free. Just go to keenvention.info and find the video tab up under the media link. So go to Keenvention.info, grab your tickets now for that. And it was interesting because so far this year we haven't really had any sales for Keenvention, but yesterday we had more sales. You know, we had like two or three or four sales yesterday for Keenvention. I think two. Bitcoin and two Eventbrite. So if you want to get $5 off the Eventbrite tickets, use code FTL at Keenvention.info. And are you going this year, TJ, do you think?
I would go only if I could go as a Liberty Radio Network reporter. Because I would want to do, because CNN, they send
it. You want free admission, do you?
No, not free admission, but I want to have an official business reason to be there and hang out with the CNN press pool. Because remember, CNN did a story, was it a year ago or 2 years ago? They sent out a...
They were at Porkfest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Keenvention.
Oh, not Keenvention. I'm sorry. I was on
Keen. It would be great if CNN showed up at Keenvention.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to confess, every now and again, my brain does a little bit of a freeze. So despite being incredibly smart and very powerful... a cerebral brain, sometimes it does malfunction on me, and I just totally lose track of what we're talking about, so I apologize for that.
So, yeah, but if you want to go to Porkfest, I still think you should go to Porkfest, and if you want to join the Free State Project, you should join the Free State Project, but if you're looking for alternatives, we do have them. Keenvention is one of them, and the other alternative that you should consider is the Shire Society at ShireSociety.com. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration, declare your independence, and start planning your move to New Hampshire. You did? Excellent. All right, so 855 450 free. Coming up, the Lava Bit story. We'll get into that. What's going on with Edward Snowden? 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.